Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I'm surrounded by loads of musicians in Studio 8, and leading the band this morning is Pádraic Jack from Inishmore, the largest of the Aran Islands. Tom An Hoss, the Gaelic of our father and shot on you. We're going to talk about drawing inspiration from the landscape of the Aran Islands, but first, this is Making Sand.
Islands stand amongst the waves, out here from Inishmore and Inishmeon, Inisir. Ocean lives amongst us, grinding rocks around us. We're just making sand out here.
Pádraic Jack Aulín, Tarn Shogum, introduce the rest of the crew here this morning for me, will you?
Gurmila Maad, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so here we've Eamon Muldurig from Kilmaine and Mayo, Jamie Collarin from Galway, Ronan Jack, my cousin, my brother Cahal Jack, and Mr. Anthony Thistlethwaite, who's a legendary musician himself.
That song, Making Sand, there's no doubt where it's anchored. I love it. It's clearly of the Aran Islands. How much of an influence on you is the place you come from?
I think about it more. It's a huge influence. Yeah, I think the landscape and the history and culture, I think particularly of the place, I'm appreciating more as I learn a little bit more about history in general. And I think, yeah, it really does affect my music and my life in general.
It's a gorgeous song. And of course, there was probably a lot of music when you were growing up, especially, look, you've got your cousin, you've got your brother here today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So both of them and my uncle Seamus and my dad PJ and my sister Aisling, they're all singing on my new album, which was great to be able to do that. So yeah, we're like, there are a lot of musical families around, you know, and we're one of them.
Now look, collaboration is part of what you do, Pádraic. I know you worked with John Reynolds on your album and you've toured with Damien Dempsey. Tell me about working with John.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, he's a world-class producer and he's worked with everybody, Brian Eno, Damo, obviously Sinéad O'Connor and stuff. So yeah, it's amazing being in his studio and having you do appreciate the music that the people that have even sung through his microphone. I mean, I know him fairly well at this stage. I mean, we're not like very close friends or anything, but it's a lot more than just a, you know, professional working relationship. You know, I think he really gets into the songs and he gets the best version of the song out here, I think, is what I wanted him to do. And I think that's what we do, I think, when we work together, you know.
How important is it to you to present your work in both Irish and English?
Very important. I think maybe when I was younger, I didn't see it as important because we had Irish, we spoke Irish, it was there. Maybe again, as I got older, I started to appreciate it a bit more, the language and the culture again, as I mentioned. And my dad had done something very similar and he kind of really drilled it into me as well. He said, look, it's really important to keep this going as well. He made sure that I understood that. And I just enjoy it. I just love writing in Irish as a thing to do. I find it very enjoyable and challenging and enjoyable, you know.
You live in Oran Mór now, is that right?
Between there and Aran, yeah, yeah.
And do you go back to Aran a lot?
I do. Yeah. I'm in and out all the time. I traverse Galway city traffic almost every day, but out to the boat or to the plane. But yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I'm there with Kira and our little girlie Ayla.
Is there a favourite time of year for you on the island? Like,
yeah. We often get asked. I suppose winter, the downtime. I suppose we have a pub out there. My parents have a pub, Joe Watty's, and like we're busy. Like everyone's busy all summer. You know, it's just busy tourist season, which is brilliant, and I won't knock it. But I love the winter. I love the downtime.
Are you bringing Ayla up bilingual?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, bit of work. Her mother speaks five other languages. her parents are German. And she speaks, but she does speak Irish as well. So she's English basically is the medium language between the two. But she does speak she's a lot of Irish words, brogue and things like that. I'm not worried that she won't pick it up because she'll be spending plenty of time in Aran as well.
Of course, so, she will.
Yeah.
Now you're going to play a second song for us today. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, so it's called These Shores. I actually wrote this in Irish first during COVID, and I translated it and it changed the direction of the lyrics, the meaning a little bit in the last year. And it's about, I think it's kind of exploring Irishness in general. And it's looking at maybe forgive our sins as we forgive those who trespassed against us, you know, looking at Irish history and the British colony and all that, and maybe looking at moving forward. A bit of reconciliation maybe towards the end of the song. It's more of a, yeah, it's a song about exploring Irishness and our Celtic history. I think that's what the song is about. Yeah.
So and what's it called?
Really
again?
Excited about it. It's called These Shores.
Off you go, Pork, as ever. It's a pleasure to chat to you today. Thank you all for coming into our Studio 8 this morning. You're playing the Roisin Dubh in Galway tonight and the Cobblestone in Dublin on the 31st of May. All details are on porrickjack.com. Here is These Shores.
On these shores, Celtic soul has grown, a culture of our own that has strewn afar.